It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy, speaking with Lafayette Kiwanis Club, the annual jamboree that is coming up. Christian Williford, tell me about the jamboree. I know this is just one of several, but this one is a little bit different because of the location.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you all for having us on this morning. Our current president's Ryan Laverne. I'm president-elect, but president-elect of the Kiwanis Club of Lafayette each year is responsible as the chairman of the jamboree. So a lot of responsibility, 72 years strong of us doing this. We've got a great club, and even with the location changes, everybody has really pulled together to help out wherever needed, and it's just made it an amazing experience for me to be a part of this organization that puts on such a great event.
Well, we're really excited. I know a lot of people are fired up for high school football. I mean, we've been chomping at the bit since last season, so
right, yeah,
just makes sense. UL, the stadium revitalized, totally torn down, and now being rebuilt. That's kind of messed things up a little bit for you guys, but y'all don't miss a beat because you've got everything in place for the jamboree.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We, really the credit not only goes to the club as a whole, but also to the community of Acadiana. These high schools, these weren't the two high schools where we'll be hosting, aren't the only two schools that were happy to allow us to do so. And that's a big shout out to our community being such an amazing place to live where people are so kind and giving to one another. So we're super fortunate for that.
Tell me a little bit about the schedule.
Yes, ma'am. And on Thursday, the 29th, we'll have kickoff at 6 p.m. That'll be at St. Thomas More. We'll have, three games, so six local schools playing. And then on Friday, August 30th, we'll have kickoff at 6 p.m. But on Friday, it'll be at Acadiana High School. And again, we'll have three games with six local teams playing.
Is there anything specific we need to know for these different stadiums? Is there any different rules?
Yes, ma'am. So there are a couple of different things that are changing. Some of these changes, though, are going to be set even when we return to UL. These are just some things that LPSS is already requiring and UL will be requiring upon our return there. And one of those main things is there will be weapon detectors located at the entrance of each venue. So everyone entering the stadium will have to go through those weapon detectors. And even if we played in the Cajun Dome, we'd still have to do this because LPSS puts the safety of their students as their student athletes as a priority. Anywhere where LPSS students will be participating, we have to make sure that we have those weapon detection systems. But as well, in the effort of safety and security of these student athletes and their families, we will be implementing a clear bag policy at both stadiums. And that policy will, of course, be still in effect at UL when we return there. And lastly, no vaping or e-cigarettes will be allowed in the stadiums. So no smoking or vaping or e-cigarettes.
Tell me about the games. How long are the games going to last?
So because they're jamboree games, they're going to be a little condensed. So we're going to play two 12-minute halves with a 3-minute halftime. So even though there are three games, it's not like you're going to be there for 6 hours. So you have the opportunity, if you just want to come out and watch some great high school football supporting our local schools and their student athletes, you can come out, starting at 6, and you'll be out of there and home by catch the 10 o'clock news.
And you can see the replays. There you go.
That's right. That's right. And, the nice thing is that we've got a full concessions, so you won't even have to worry about eating before or eating when you leave. We'll have typical concession stand items, chips, nachos, popcorn, candy. Of course, we'll have soda. Thank you to New News. They're actually sponsoring us and donating the hamburgers and hot dogs that we will be grilling on site. So those will be hot and fresh and ready for anybody that's looking to eat those. Now, we also will have Cane's Lemonade and Cane's Sweet Tea. That Cane's will be on site at each on site at STM on Thursday and Acadiana on Friday. Now, for Cane's, I will say that is cash only. And then lastly, Dino's Pizza, big shout out to them. They're going to be providing pizza on Thursday at STM and Friday at Acadiana. So, you can get your fill of all the options that you might want to fulfill your appetite for football and food.
We're going to get our fill of both, and it's going to be good. I do want to ask, do we need to get our tickets in advance, or can we get those at the door?
So most people get their tickets at the gate. Most, general attendees get their tickets at the gate. Tickets are $15 at the gate. However, if somebody has a student or a student athlete that goes to any one of the 12 schools participating, which is Notre Dame, Lafayette High, Southside, St. Thomas More, Karen Crow, Turlings, Bro Bridge, Acadiana, Como, Cecilia, Northside, and St. Martinville, each of those schools has already been delivered tickets that they have for the purpose of selling on their campus to their students, but also students can purchase, you know, multiple tickets for their family members that wish to attend. And the really cool thing there is that we give those tickets to the school, and the schools are able to turn around and sell those and keep all the money that they raise from the sale of the tickets to go right back into their athletics department. Most of them put in their athletics department.
That is amazing. And I love that the Lafayette Kiwanis Club can make this happen for so many schools and affects so many students. Now, Kiwanis Club, they do so much. Tell me a little bit about your mission.
So my condensed version of the mission is that we are here to serve the youth in our community. And we tend to have a heavier focus on the underprivileged youth in our community through a lot of the different programs that we're a part of, either ones that are our programs or ones that we kind of jump on and assist with where we see that we can be of value. One of the, obviously everybody knows about the Jamboree going on for 72 years. It's been a big deal for us. And, you know, we hear time and time again from sports anchors and sports news reporters telling us, look, this is the premier Jamboree in the state. So, you know, if you want a amazing experience and some awesome high school football, then this Jamboree is where to go to kick off not only high school football season, but just football season as a whole, you know.
Exactly.
But we also have the Rewards for Reading program, which is an amazing program that we launched a couple of years ago. We've now partnered with LPSS on this program. And what it is the students, you know, they have accelerated reader programs in the elementary and middle schools. Each of those students have goals that they're set to meet each 9 weeks. And so they reach those goals. They get to put their name in a drawing. At the end of the year, we draw from all the students that reach their goals throughout the year for various prizes. A lot are donated by businesses in the area, like Cox. They donate some Chromebooks. And then, you know, of course, Canes has lots of packaged meal options that they donate, gift cards. And the list is endless of the items that we give, but the kids are so excited to be recognized for their reading accomplishments. And, you know, we know that the literacy rate in the state of Louisiana directly affects the success of these students. We had the pleasure of having State Superintendent Cade Brumley come and speak with us about a year ago. And he was there to pretty much sing the praises of the club for what we were doing with the Rewards for Reading program and how it can directly impact the success of these students in their future.
Christian, if we'd like to find out more, maybe about the Kiwanis Club of Lafayette, or maybe how you can get involved, or just more details, what should we do?
For most people on social media, you can follow us on Facebook or on Instagram, Lafayette Kiwanis. And then, of course, we have a website. If you just Google Kiwanis Club of Lafayette, if somebody's interested in just finding more about the organization and some of the things we have going on, if they want to volunteer and help out, they can. Additionally, if they want to join, Kiwanis is an open club, men and women. You don't have to be a business owner or anything like that. A lot of times people there's some confusion. They think that to be a part of these different organizations, but really we just want people that have a good heart, that want to be out there and help their community, and specifically want to have a positive impact on the lives of the youth in our community. And if that's who you are, then we'd love to have you as a part of our club.
Christian Wilford, thank you so much with the Kiwanis Club of Lafayette. Thank you for taking time with us. Go team! Thursday, August 29th and Friday, August 30th, the Big Jamboree, 72 years strong. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sean.